Governor Doug Ducey is expected to sign a $9.8 billion state budget today. Teachers and education advocates, though, had pushed hard for it to include more money for teacher pay, $34 million per year to be exact.
But Republican lawmakers said there simply wasn't enough money to go around. Teachers will only be getting a 2% increase over the next 2 years.
But a new story from the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting shows the state is missing out on a much bigger sum of money every year because of a litany of tax exemptions, deductions, allowances, exclusions, and credits that have been made law over the years. The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. Hey, Lauren.
Hi. So I spoke with Evan Wyloge with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting more about this morning, and he tallied up the amount of money the state could have brought in last year if it weren't for these carve-outs. And in 2016, that added up to $13.7 billion.
So the legislature has established what the tax rates are going to be, and then they kind of put in credits or deductions, allocations, all kinds of different little ways in which you can lessen a tax for a particular group of people or maybe a lot of people, but it's a way to put into law new ways to reduce some tax.
And can you give us some examples of some of those?
Sure. You know, there's all kinds of deductions for personal income. So when you, at the end of the year, go and fill out all those little numbers in those boxes, a lot of that stuff is exactly this. It's, do you qualify for this kind of a credit or this kind of deduction, and tally it all up and reduce it from the amount of income tax that you pay at the end of the year. But there's also some stuff in there that is really specific and carved out for particular industries or for a particular product that gets sold in the state, because the thinking is they want to encourage more of that, business activity.
So is this the result of sort of our state's approach to leadership over the last several decades?
Well, we've been, a Republican-led state for the most part for going back, like you said, decades. And, Republican orthodoxy is that providing tax breaks, reducing taxes encourages more activity, and that's the way to spur on economic activity.
And so where did some of this come from for the most part? The transaction privilege tax seems to be quite a big part of that. Can you explain that?
It makes up the vast majority of all expenditures when we're counting expenditures this way. And, these are things like there's a certain type of fuel. So if your car runs on natural gas, then you don't pay normal taxes on that. And that was something that was put in place several years ago. And they estimate that that would produce something like close to, I think, $28 million a year if we were taxing that at the normal 5% tax rate.
Right. Okay. What would have to change to affect this, to change it? There was a bipartisan effort this year in the legislature to sort of review these carve-outs, right?
Right. Now, we've got a bill that was sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat in the Senate. That's Senator Steve Farley from Tucson and Senator David Farnsworth from the East Valley here. And they wanted to have a bill that would provide a review process for all of the expenditures. So when every expenditure comes to a 10-year anniversary, there would be a committee that would look at that, evaluate it, and provide some feedback on the effectiveness of it so that the legislature could decide whether or not it has been effective and was worth putting on the books and perhaps whether it's worth keeping on the books. However, we have a special provision of our Constitution that was passed in 1992 by the voters, which says that any new change in law that increases revenue requires more than a simple majority. It requires a two-thirds majority in both chambers to pass. So there's some extra hurdles if there's the decision made that we want to, let's say, get rid of some of these tax expenditures.
Evan Wyloge is a reporter with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Evan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.